Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The history of life is chronicled in our fossil record. Scientists use skeletons, trackways, and other tangible calling cards to learn new things about prehistoric organisms. But how do they study prehistoric climates? Unlike dinosaurs or mastodons, the climate has no bones to leave behind, no footprints to track. Telltale indicators of past weather conditions can still be found, though, if you know where to look for them. One important line of evidence lies inside the world's glacial ice. Glaciers form where snow is steadily accumulating, but not melting. Slowly, the weight of new layers deforms the snow crystals below them. The compression fuses old buried snowflakes together until they become a dense, rock-hard sheet of ice. Eventually, that becomes a glacier, which is a towering pile of these sheets. The oldest of those sit at the bottom of the glacier. Scientists like to describe glacial ice as a kind of annual record book. While a new layer forms, tiny bubbles of air get trapped inside. By analyzing that trapped air, they can determine how much greenhouse gas was in the atmosphere back when a given chunk of ice first solidified. Hardening glacial ice can also trap volcanic ash, which lets us know when an ancient eruption must have taken place. Other things extrapolated from the ice include the strength of prehistoric winds and the global temperatures of bygone ages. This precious information is harvested via drilling. With the help of mechanical or thermal drills, a research team can extract a tall vertical cross-section from a glacier. Glaciologists call these frozen columns ice cores. The shortest are usually around 100 meters or 330 feet long, but cores stretching more than 3 kilometers or about 2 miles from end to end have also been collected. During the extraction process, a core is broken up into smaller pieces, which are then placed into metal cylinders and stored in chilled laboratories. A convenient feature of glaciers, at least for researchers, is the fact that they're made up of annual layers. By counting these, like tree rings, scientists can get a good idea of how old an ice core segment is. Another applicable technique is radiometric dating. Also helpful is the global distribution of glaciers. There's at least one glacier on every continent except Australia. Despite this, most of the ice cores recovered so far were drilled in either Greenland or Antarctica. That's not to say scientists are ignoring glaciers in other places. In mid-December, researchers announced that they had an ice core of huge historical importance that was removed from the Tibetan Plateau. The news comes out of Ohio State University, which gave an update on the results of a joint expedition by scientists from the school's Bird, Polar, and Climate Research Center and the Chinese Institute of Tibetan Plateau Research. Their venture began in September and October of 2015, when the international party made its way to the Galia ice cap in Tibet's western Kunlun Mountains. Accompanying them was 6 tons, or 5.4 metric tons, of equipment that was flown over from the United States. Their objective? Drill new ice cores to enhance our knowledge of West Tibet's glacial history. By investigating the past, we may be able to make predictions about the area's uncertain future. More than 1.4 billion people get their fresh water from the 46,000 glaciers that stand on the Tibetan Plateau, a region nicknamed the Third Pole. But climate change has put the area's long-term stability in question. According to a 2012 report published in the journal Nature, most of the glaciers in Tibet have shrunk over the past 30 years, and melting ice from Tibet's highlands has been cited as a large contributor to the rise of global sea levels. Altogether, the international team pulled 5 ice cores out of Galia. The longest among them is a record holder. At 1,000 feet, that's about 305 meters, it's nearly twice as long as the Washington Monument is high. Even more significant is its age. The lowest layers were formed around 600,000 years ago. That's the oldest date ever represented in an ice core that was found outside of Earth's two polar circles. From a certain point of view, it's still just a baby, though. Some 2.7 million-year-old glacial ice was taken from an Antarctic core in 2015. Still, that doesn't diminish the importance of these new Tibetan cores. It isn't every day that humanity finds 600 millennia worth of preserved climate history. Plus, any addition to the global ice core supply will only benefit future research. By consulting the cores found in different parts of the world, scientists can figure out if historic weather trends were universal or just regional. In the early 20-teens, for example, scientists compared specimens from Tibet and Europe. The data showed that while the latter continent saw a temporary warm period in medieval times, Central Asia most likely didn't. Chinese and American scientists will be putting these newfound cores through an intensive chemical analysis over the next few months. We'll keep you updated. Today's episode was written by Mark Mancini and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other glacial topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.